Theater 5 presents Toby's Wonderful Egg. When the summer tourists have finally flown, and the wintry winds churn the darkening Atlantic into a fierce and seething adversary, then the isolated villages huddle tight along the vast island beaches of North Carolina's Outer Banks slip back to their solemn and unceasing vigil over the angry sea. And the local residents gather nightly in small, weather-beaten clubhouses, such as the Dead Bosun's Locker, to nod and dream, drink good whiskey, and exchange virile memories of the days that were, when shipwreck, salvage, and plunder were the town's only industry, and the omnipresent Atlantic, each man's mistress.
Oh, winter does come strong this year.
I thought it do. Well, down the hatch.
Whiskey. Andrew, do you mind the time the Maid of Lisbon piled up on the banks out of Hatteras?
Mind, Tobias? And was I not wed but a month after the calamity?
The captain's cabin furnished your nuptial chambers.
Aye. Down the hatch.
Here, you better watch the booze, boys. Mm-hmm. When you leave here tonight, your wives will sail you right out to sea.
Our wives?
Quiet, wench. Ye be but the housekeeper here.
Housekeeper?
Ha! And what's the harm? The Dead Bosun's Locker be the most exclusive club out these parts.
I'll say it's exclusive, with only 4 members.
Aye, we do be a dying off with melancholy regularity.
Outsiders got no respect for tradition.
But Maggie be a good wench at heart. When you think on our wives for comparison, I mean.
Aye, and to an old sea dog, the understanding wench be naught but a glorious gift from old Neptune himself.
Down the hatch.
Hey, it's Toby.
God save us from the Atlantic's horrors on a night like this.
Hey, man. Good old Toby. You're late.
What's late? When the gates of hell have just opened up to me face.
What are you raving about, man?
Raving? May I turn into a one-eyed, toothless, landlocked heathen if I'm not speaking the truth.
Toby, you're trembling. Here, have a drink.
An inspired wench.
Methinks he's been hitting his private stock.
I don't be drunk. I be terrified.
What?
An entirely different condition of mind. For but a few hours ago, wasn't I sitting all snug in me shack, close to me flickering lamp, looking at me vast collection of mail order catalogues, when all of a sudden, me unsuspecting ears were assailed with
what, man?
Noises. Strange noises. Huh? Oh, a grumbling, snorting, drooling sort of sounding it was, which fair sent terror seething through the entirety of that which I calls me. I need another belt. Down the hatch.
Go on, will you?
Fully dressed as I was, I hid in my bed for the full of an hour or more. And all this time, I'm hearing naught but these great thumpety thumps, as if some huge, unspeakable something was promenading about. Then, a terrible silence. So I got me up from my bed, and taking my lantern, went outside, and there I saw them. Giant footprints in the blowing sands.
Footprints?
Great web-footed things they was, too. Gathering me wits, I climbed to the very top of the dune and threw me vision out to sea. There I saw 2 eyes glaring back at me from the foaming surf. Eyes as bright as the running lights of a tramp tanker. By me soul, there was no lights.
What was it?
What do you think? 'Twas naught but a sea serpent.
Sea serpent?
Aye, 'twas nothing else. I was visited by a sea serpent. Give me another belt.
Toby's been seeing sea serpents.
Toby. Toby, my boy. You've been living alone too long. All this bachelorin' gives a man strange ideas.
Stop it. Stop it, all of you. Huh? You got no right to laugh at him like this.
And when you're all chewed to tiny bits and your bones spit out along the entirety of the Outer Banks, don't come running to me for help. Don't say Toby didn't warn you.
Oh, that you have, Toby!
I didn't come to be laughed at. I resigned my membership in the dead bosun's locker. Nevermore will my presence fill this door. Hyenas. Oh, let the lot of them get out up alive for all I care. I'd best call the state police or the Coast Guard. They'd take care of a sea serpent that was slithering through the shipping lanes.
Toby!
Oh, what's that?
It's me, Maggie.
Oh, and what's a wench like yourself doing out here? Have you come to laugh at me, too?
I wasn't laughing. I kind of believe your story, see?
You do?
Yeah. I'm sort of an expert on this here spooky stuff. Like, I read all the science fiction magazines, and I see all the horror pictures. Oh, I'm a great believer, Toby, I am.
Aye? Maggie, would you come back with me and throw a glance at them footprints?
What?
I needs must have a witness.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
They be gone. The footprints are no more. Blowed away by the wind. Oh.
Now that's what I call a shame.
Oh, what to do? Who'll believe me now?
Toby, I believe you.
Huh? Wench?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, wench, you be chilled to the bone.
Oh, no, not me.
Come to me shack. There we can partake of a wee belt. Before I bring you back again.
Oh, I shouldn't. To your house and all? I mean, we'd be alone.
Alone? With sea serpents huffing and puffing all about? Now have no fear. I be a gentleman to the soul. Come this way. Now, you just... Oh, my foot! My foot! Tis broke!
What happened?
I tripped over something half buried in the sand here.
Oh, merciful. Here, shine the lantern on it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a funny-looking thing.
Aye. Looks like a big, overgrown egg. An egg! Glory be, that's what it is. An egg!
Now, Toby, calm down.
Wench, do you not understand? She left it. She left it at my doorstep.
She? Who?
She which was thumping and drooling about me shack before.
The serpent?
Reason it out, wench. Can't you just see her side of it? A creature out of her proper time and place, longing for the soft seas and lochs of her native Scotland. And all the time, knowing that the wicked wintry Atlantic and its multitudes of ships crisscrossing its heaving surface and with the atomic submarines zooming about its innards is no place for childbearing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what was the poor thing to do but drop her bundle in me arms, as it were, and pray to whatever god monsters have that she'd picked a sympathetic soul?
Oh, gee, that's kind of beautiful.
Here, Maggie, help me roll the precious thing back inside me shack so I can swaddle it up tight in blankets and care for it proper. Such as befits the tender thing we now behold.
Care for it, Toby. What are you going to do with it?
I'll do naught but what the sweet creature hoped for, Maggie. Methinks I'll be settin' for quite a spell.
Oh, Toby. That's the most beautiful thing I ever heard in me whole life. I'll help you.
Maggie, wench. Be you crying?
Thank you.
Did nobody clean out these glasses?
Twas your job to do the scrubbing yesterday.
I be a seaman. I'm not for scrubbing.
Hey, the conditions here at the Dead Bose's locker have become intolerable.
Yeah.
Intolerable.
How long has it been now since the wench left us?
And I have marked out the days in me brain, and there has been 24 of them.
Tis indecent. The two of them out there alone in that shack, day and night, setting on their egg.
Tis no egg. Tis naught but a washed-up Coast Guard buoy.
Have you seen it?
No, but what else could it be?
I say action must be taken.
Aye.
Immediate action. I say we go out there now, tonight.
Aye, and there we'll expose him and his egg for the shams they do be.
Aye, and we'll bring back our wench.
It's either that or we spends each evening with our wives.
A fearful thought.
Into your slickers, men. Light up your lanterns and off we'll go.
Let's drink to it first. Down the hatch.
Maggie, dear, toss a few more sticks of wood in the stove.
Oh, good idea, Toby. We want to keep the egg warm.
Aye. Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, no.
I be sure of it. 'Tis the fourth time in as many hours.
What does it feel like?
A wiggling and a stirring deep down inside the shell. Maggie, do you want to set for a spell and feel for yourself?
Oh, well, it's almost time for me shift anyway.
Easy now. Easy. Make the transition smooth.
Yep.
You slide on. As I slide off. There we go. That does it.
I don't feel anything.
You have to be sensitive to it. Move all your concentration down to your nether regions. I wonder...
What?
I've been pondering on its intended gender.
Oh.
Will it be male or female? I like boys. Although, on the other hand, a wee bit of frill, all pink and sweet, would dandy up me shack something wonderful.
Now, remember, Toby, this is going to be a serpent.
I gets carried away with the thoughts of an enlarging family. Did you never yearn for a wee one of your own, Maggie?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Years ago. But I guess I kind of lost heart.
You never found yourself a man, did you?
Too many of them.
You'd have made somebody a grand wife.
Oh.
No, not like the nagging biddies about this town. Every time I look at one of them, I thank the Lord for my blessed singularity. Maggie, you're different.
Oh, come on now.
I mean it. Look what you've done to my shack here. Why, your very presence has made it livable at heart.
Well, thanks, Toby.
Oh, hey,
what?
Oh, I felt something. Oh, my gosh. There is something moving inside of the egg.
I told you.
Wow!
Toby! Open up!
It's them. Oh, at a time like this, go away!
Yes, go away!
You're nothing of the kind! We wants to see the egg.
And what's more, we wants our wench back.
You're not welcome here. Go away. I'll not unbar me door to you this night.
Oh, we'll be coming in whether you like it or not. Here, men, give me a hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There. Now, how do you like that?
I don't much. And neither will the state troopers.
We've come for to save the pitiful wench from the clutches of a man.
He is not mad.
Not mad? With him sitting on that thing like he was an overgrown leghorn?
Will you watch your thumping about? You've arrived at a very delicate moment.
Get yourself off that thing, wench.
Hey,
watch it. Have a care. I'm warning you.
Hey, look. The egg be naught but a Coast Guard buoy, as I said. Here, men, here, now, let's the road it out.
You murderous, Maggie. Are you injured, Maggie? Did the fall from your sacred perch jar?
Oh, now, don't you worry about me. Save the little one.
Tis no use now. Oh, why did they have to come?
Here they come back.
Oh, then. Aye.
Maggie?
You'll be returning with us.
Not on your tintype.
But think on how you've been neglecting the dead boatswain wench.
Well, I quit. I never want to see the insides of your stupid old club again.
You'll come back to us, or we'll see that you run out of town for good.
The same way you've been run out of other towns in the past, I'll warrant.
Hold your tongues. I'll not have you talking this way to me collaborator in motherhood.
What in the name of hell? God help us.
What is it?
What do you think it is? It's herself. She's come back. The big darling's returned to claim her young.
The serpent! He can't close the door!
We can't. We busted it off.
Oh. Easy, men. Now, easy. We all know there be no such things as serpents.
Maggie! Do you see her? Do you see her eyes blazing away out there with the fires of gratitude?
Of course she don't see no eyes.
Oh, yes. Yes, Toby, I do.
She does? I'm forgetting out of the bed.
I'm with you.
Now, men. Don't shove! There's room for all three of us.
Come, Maggie, me dear. Let's go out to greet the big sweetheart.
They're going out. They're deaf.
No, let them go. They can be the main course. We ought to pray. Hey, don't nobody know a prayer.
Aye. Under the spreading chestnut tree.
That be no prayer.
Well, it's something, ain't it?
Over this dune, Maggie.
I'm behind you, dear.
She be right. Maggie, she's gone back to sea again.
Oh, no.
She left before we could even exchange the time of day. Maggie, look. The egg.
What?
'Tis cracked wide open. Hatched. And now we'll never even know the gender of the monstrous little tot.
Ah, well, that there is life, Toby. Hey, what's that next to the shell?
Oh, huh? This?
Yeah.
Why, tis it a tiny sea chest, all covered over with barnacles and seaweed. She must have left it for us.
Can you open it?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Glory be, Maggie. Jewels and golden coins.
Maggie, we'd be rich.
Yeah, but where did she get it?
Where else? From the sea?
Oh.
From one of the old wrecks lost out on the far sandbar.
Mm.
I'd say this comes straight from a Spanish galleon. Oh, the darling monstrosity. Now, wasn't that a thoughtful way for her to show her love and gratitude? Maggie, why be you so quiet?
Well, she meant it as a wedding present.
Wedding?
Hmm.
Are you meaning us?
Well, yes.
Maggie, would you?
Well, yes, I would.
No, Maggie, that's a splendid idea. Grand inspiration by me soul. I'm asking you, good and proper.
I'm answering.
Oh, my Lord.
Toby. The men will be coming out of your shack. They'll see us.
I'd best control me passions till it's all legal-like and sanctified. Maggie, my own little wife.
Well, it is the only decent thing to do, Toby, if you know what I mean.
I do, Maggie, darling. A wedding is called for. Seeing as how we're both already practically parents.
Theater 5 has presented Toby's Wonderful Egg, written by Romeo Muller, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, John McGovern, Betty Gard, Robert Dryden, John Gibson, and Arthur Anderson. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pultz. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.